Good evening, everybody. You're here watching School Psych Podcast tonight. We have a little bit of some changes going on. I've got a different background. I just recently moved, so I've got like boxes everywhere, so I'm a little bit frazzled with that. Plus the being buried with evaluations this time of year. I'm sure that everyone can for sure relate to that. But we've got an exciting episode here. Anna is not joining us. We're happy to say that she's out, hopefully watching tonight, but enjoying some, or not really enjoying, but on a bit of a maternity leave. She is expecting to be delivering any day now, so we wish her the best of luck, and hopefully she'll be able to kind of tune in and participate. We were hoping that our friend Eric, who you guys should know from the supervision episode, was going to come in and be kind of our maternity sub, but he's been having some technical difficulties, so hopefully he'll pop in at some point. But we do have our friend Adam that we're going to introduce in a little bit, and he's here to talk to us about music in school psychology. He's been in the news lately as being a school psychologist who's been doing some really cool things with social skills and integrating music into lessons. So first off, my name is Rachel. I'm a school psychologist. I'm working in the state of Maryland, and I'm going to turn it over to Rebecca now. Rebecca?
Hi, I'm Rebecca. I'm a school psychologist working in the state of Connecticut. I want to tell you guys, remind you how to participate. If you're out there watching, please also open your Facebook page or your Twitter feed. And on Facebook, you can comment on either of our two pages, School Psych, Your School Psychologist, or the School Psych Podcast page. You can comment, send me a message. I'll be looking for notifications. And on Twitter, using the hashtag Psyched Podcast. So I want to talk a little bit also about our poll. We wanted to know from you guys out there what kinds of creative interventions you use with your students, and specifically interventions using the arts or music specifically, like our guest Adam. And we found that most of you do play some music while, or of the people that participated, most people, about 16 people play music while working with students, and a whole bunch of people, around 12 people, use art therapy techniques, which I think is, and I'm one of those people as well, is a really fun way to talk about social emotional learning and social emotional lessons with kids. 8 people use social media for creative intervention ideas. 7 people use music videos. 3 people use technology for creative arts interventions. 2 people use drama, acting, or improv in their interventions. One person, and it may be Adam, I'm not sure, but maybe one person other than Adam creates music videos with students, and one person uses musical instruments with students, which is also very cool. And now I'm going to turn it back over to Rachel, who is going to introduce our guest.
All right, and we're kind of going to let him introduce himself, but some of you may be seeing some news articles that are kind of going around our social media feeds about, you know, this awesome school psychologist who is integrating, again, music and doing a lot of cool things with students and videos, and I'm going to let him talk a little bit more about it, but we posted the link to one of the articles that have been written about him, and I want to just say, too, that it's really great to see somebody from our profession get so much buzz and so much interest, and I think it's good for school psychologists as a whole, and it inspires other people. So we're so excited to have you, Adam.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So my name is Adam. I am this is my second or third year as a school psych. I work in Denver Public Schools in Colorado. So we're the biggest district in Colorado. My school is about 800 kids in elementary school. Very diverse. We're looking at about 90% minority, 80% free and reduced lunch. There are definitely a lot of challenges that come with that. And this was something that we came up with to get rid of that negative stigma against mental health professionals and really make school fun for these kids. And me. I enjoy doing it as well. So.
Tell us, how are you musical by nature? Have you been always involved in playing instruments and doing musical things?
Yeah, I played in a lot of bands growing up. That was my thing. I was going to be this big rock star, and then thought, I guess I'll be a school psychologist instead. So, yeah, so I started playing music. I started integrating it into some of my grad school work. I went to NASP and sang a song about some research and did a rap on Adlerian consultation, and it just felt so much more engaging, and for me, the material really connected better. So this year we started this music video program. We've done about one a month. We're doing our 10th video this month. I'm going to premiere it tonight. No one's seen it.
Wow, an exclusive.
Exclusive. So, I've just found kids connect so well with music, and it just really is like it bridges this gap, and it makes everyone feel more comfortable. And so the videos have been very, very effective and amazing this year. So, yeah.
It looks like so much fun. I've shared a few of the news stories that you've received. You've gotten a lot of coverage.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? How did that happen? Did you reach out to local papers, or was it kind of word of mouth?
Yeah, I did quite a bit of marketing. Every video we do, I'd send it to all the news stations, and I made a Twitter, and I tweet at different celebrities, and just trying to get it was working, and I wanted people to see it and be a part of it. At the department meetings for our mental health department, they play them at the beginning of every meeting, so all the other professionals have seen it. So ChalkBeats, which is an educational they do online articles, they did a really great story. And then jumping off from that, different news stations had picked it up, and it's been cool to just get some recognition, and it is very effective, and to have people get a chance to see that is great.
That is awesome. I think it's so great, too, just for school psychology awareness, to get people to know what kinds of things school psychologists do, and what we're interested in, how we advocate for kids. I think it's all so good.
Yeah, that's been a big push. When I got into the field, psychologists and mental health, there's not an extremely positive connotation associated with it. And even coming to the building as a psychologist, it was, oh, you're talking to Mr. Parker, something must be wrong with you. And calling parents, the same kind of thing, just, I don't want to hear from the psychologist, there's nothing wrong with us. And this has really been a chance to break down that barrier, and it's fun, and the kids love it, and we have huge parent participation now. We have a monthly assembly every month, and the parents are coming and hugging their children and hugging me, and just excited that their kids are excelling, not only academically, but also in these social emotional characteristics.
Yeah,
that's so awesome. I want to pause for just a second because our friend here, our maternity sub, Eric has joined, and so I wanted to Eric, if you could tell us a little bit about your background, because I know too that you have some musical talents.
Sure. Well, I apologize for the delay, and Adam, I'm excited. Only got to hear a little bit of your story, but took me a few minutes to fight with my technology. I love what I've heard about what you're doing, and I do a little bit with music. I perform professionally and have played for most of my life since middle school in various bands, and I don't always bridge the gap with what I'm doing in the classroom and in the school, so it's kind of exciting to hear what you're doing. I do occasional, you know, songs with the kids, keep a guitar in the little closet in the office, and do some singing songs with the little kids. I have preschool through fifth grade, so some of the younger kids we do more music with. But it's kind of exciting to hear that you're taking pop songs and things that people really connect with, and you know, making something therapeutic with that. So,
yeah,
kind of neat.
Yeah. So I guess, Adam, are we ready for the world premiere of your newest video?
Sure, we can do that. Yeah. So this is our last character trait of the month. Do you want me to explain that?
Tell us about how you decide on the theme for your lyrics.
Sure. So use this curriculum called Peace for Kids. It has 15 character traits from patience to respect to integrity to courage. And it's a good social-emotional curriculum. Over the summer, I came up with a bunch of new activities that I felt connected with our kids a little better. And so with that, we came up with this assembly idea, and then the music video thing just fell into place. We started it as we were going to make a movie, and we tried to write a script, and it was not for me. So we went with this music video route. So every month, 1 to 2 character traits the kids are working on, and then teachers vote for 1 kid per class. It ends up being 24 kids, and then the following month, they'll star in the music video. So this music video is for integrity. Normally what we do take those pop songs, we listen to a popular hip-hop station and did the entire rotation throughout the year. For this, we did a little dancing through the decades. So a little different. My special effects are getting better, so let me know what you guys think. So let me pull this screen share up, and I will share with you our integrity video. All right.
Woo! Integrity is doing the right thing. Integrity. When no one's watching, feels so good, so good. Do the right thing. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da. When you come to school to like it, stop it, never know before. Like to look around with no one's watching and how to be respectful more. Now we're gonna teach you all about integrity. So take a deep breath and take a seat. All you gotta do is repeat after me. Integrity. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. It's simple as doing the right thing. Integrity. Being good with no one's watching. Integrity. It's easy as ABC. It's simple as doing the right thing. Integrity. Being good with no one's watching. Do the right thing.
Integrity is the only way. Being kind, that's showing integrity. Being fair, that's showing integrity. Tell the truth, that's showing integrity. And it's the right way. My friends don't mess around when they're at school because they know that that's not right. They treat each other fairly and they tell the truth so there will be no fights. Don't try to yell in class or take something behind the teacher's back.
Adorable.
Great.
Glad you guys got to see it.
Wow. So how much time, Adam, does that take from start to finish? Because I was just so in awe of, first of all, the lyrics. I feel like if I were going to do a parody song, the lyrics would take me about a month.
Yeah. So we're really fortunate with the budget we have at the school. We have a full-time behavior interventionist, and so her and I really collaborate on these. You know, we've written songs and finished videos in under a week.
Wow.
I'm not saying that's the norm. Sometimes they take a lot longer, but we'll just sit down and we'll listen to a song, and the behavior interventionist, Sarah Davis, we'll do a lot of the lyric writing just very quickly. And then I'll go home and record it that night. The videos can take a while. We do represent all the grades. So kinder through fifth, get a part dancing, and some are much easier to coach than others. But it's so fun. You know, there's that saying that if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life, and it's so true. It's just so fun to make. The kids love it. You know, I really think a psychologist's role, I'm going to use this word again, is bridging that gap between parents, teachers, students. And the big reason we went for this school-wide assembly was our K-1 and 2 are in one wing, and our 3, 4, and 5 are in another, and they never see each other. And that community just really wasn't being built. And so we got them all in this video, and they all get to watch it and laugh together. And it's done wonders for the school as a community. Attendance is up, suspensions are down, smiles are at an all-time high. It's just been so great.
That's awesome. And it's just so much more engaging than, you know, I'm picturing me sitting down with a social skills group talking about integrity versus, you know, what you just showed us. So
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love doing small group, and I just feel that whole group is much more effective if the time permits, which rarely does. And this is just an ability to touch the whole school at once, and we've seen great results. So,
and it's how much more fun than a lecture in the auditorium about social skills, or, you know, that. It's really a creative way of reaching across all grade levels. I think that's great.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, like I said, the smiles are at an all-time high in the building, and it's just great to see.
Where do you normally air the videos? Is it in a whole group auditorium kind of meeting, or is it by class? How do you do that?
Yeah, so once a month with these Peace for Kids videos, we have a school-wide assembly. Mm-hmm. It's about 20 minutes, and we give out awards. We show the video. We have kids share out about how they showed the character trait that month and what last month's trait was and what next month's trait will be. So going into the school year, it looked extremely daunting. I'll be honest. Hey, Adam, go run an 800-person assembly. Have fun. And it looked scary, but they've gone so smoothly because the kids are so engaged, getting to see themselves. We did one for our state assessment, and it was just all teachers, and the kids loved it. So it's been great.
That's so cute. I'm also wondering, Adam, your behavioral interventionist, is she a BCBA or is she a school psychologist as well?
She is neither. Just she started out as a para in an MI room a long time ago, and has just built phenomenal relationships with the kids and is in this interventionist, almost, we do like restorative approach, so a restorative justice officer, just mediating with kids. It's like having another school psych in the building. It's great.
You guys are a great team.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I have a question. So with these kids, are you getting parents to sign permission slips to, you know, for them to participate? What procedure, just from a like a?
Yeah. So with the video piece, basically everyone in the school except a few kids have signed a media release. So that's a big piece if you're putting these videos on YouTube. They started off as a private channel, so we didn't need a media release, and then parents wanted to watch them at home, and so we moved towards that. As far as doing Peace for Kids as a school-wide curriculum, no, that's just built into what our school offers. We're an innovative school. We have a little bit more flexibility. And so every morning, 20 minutes in every classroom is time for a social-emotional curriculum. And so teachers lead it. I pop in to a lot of classrooms. And yeah, it's been really effective.
And then another quick question: your role then in the school? I mean, it doesn't sound like the typical school psychologist testing all these kids. Do you testing? How much do you?
I do quite a bit of testing too. You know, for me, I felt like to be the most effective school psychologist, you can't be in your office a lot. The most time I spend in my office is probably screening these videos before I post them. I am around the building a lot. It's almost like an admin role where you're just that face of the building, and that's really where I tie in that getting rid of the negative stigma around being a psychologist and anything mental health. I'm in classrooms all the time. I do a lot of testing. We had more initials than I even want to tell you about this year. But, I think the role can look so different in any building, any state. What I like to do is make a to-do list, plan on about 12 crises coming up throughout the day, and hoping I'll get to start on the list again tomorrow. But
that sounds about normal.
Yeah.
So we do have one viewer comment that I wanted to read, partially because the beginning is funny. She says that she makes up little songs about her test kits, and does that count as creative school psyching? So my vote is yes, that counts. It counts towards making you happy and enthusiastic as well, I'm sure. And she also asks, how could I be without my Y at 3? Oh, oh, how I adore my waist 4. So funny. She would love to hear some tips about how to get kids to buy into the process of using or making music to promote various skills. So, Adam, do you have some tips for how you first brought this idea to the kids, and I'm guessing that some of them may have been, some may be a little introverted, or some may feel a little pressure having to be a star in a video. How did you address those concerns, and what was that like?
Sure, yeah. So as far as getting kids to buy in, the first video we ever did was Whip and Nene, which I'm sure everyone has heard. I was so sick of it. I thought, let's turn it into a song about showing respect and patience. So really buying into what is popular right now, whether it's good music or not. I'm not going to debate that. But so we started with Whip and Nene. We've done some songs that aren't on the radio that the kids love and just come up and do. With the bravery piece, taking chances, that has been a thing that's definitely come up. We have some really shy kids that get voted in, and they're like, I don't want to stand up and get acknowledged, let alone star in this video. With the program being so successful, that mentality is completely shifted from, it's just now, oh my gosh, I'm going to be the star. How cool is that, whether I'm introverted or not? But at first, yeah, I mean, just like any new thing, it took pushing people's boundaries. In the first couple videos, there weren't dance routines. We just said, you know what, stand up there and put on a costume. You'll see in a lot of videos, kids are wearing sunglasses. That's a big coping mechanism for anxiety. The silly wigs, the silly hats. And then Sarah, the behavior interventionist, and myself modeling that silly behavior. I dance in almost every video. And getting kids to just be okay with it. The adults are acting silly. I'm going to act silly. It's all for fun.
That's great. I'm also laughing because we got our co-host at some maternity leave posted a cat selfie in comments on the event page. If any of you are missing Anna like we are, please check that out. And that reminds me, too, on School Psych Podcast page under comments for the last post, I did put a link to Adam's YouTube channel and also Peace for Kids, the Peace for Kids website, if any of you guys are interested in checking out. That sounds really interesting.
Let's see. We also wanted to ask, did we talk about, I know we had a little kind of an outline going, but I've got kind of a question related to one of the points we wanted to cover about how the intervention's going. Are you taking any data on, you know, school psychologists, we want to see our outcome data. So how are you measuring this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's so important, like what is actually happening, because otherwise it's just fun, which is great. But there are some real results that are making this worthwhile, especially with all of our end of year discussions coming up and our principal or whoever evals us. Having that hard data is very important. So, I'm very involved with the behavior process, so I'll start with that. We are down to 0 to 3% suspension, which for a school as big as us is great. And so, been documenting that, really looking at kids in the beginning who struggled with fighting and other behavior issues with teachers. Sometimes maybe rigging the vote so they got into the video and seeing how behavior changed from that. And it's like night and day. We've had kids that were in 2 to 3 fights in the beginning of the year who have not even had a detention or a behavior infraction. We're 0 to 3% for suspension speaks to the behavior piece. And that really ties in that community. The whole school is getting together and getting along. And so I would chalk it up to that. The other piece is attendance. We're in the mid-90s, which for the area we're in is about 5 to 7% above average. And we've seen that change with the implementation of the videos. I'd like to say kids love being in them and love being at school. We do film if you're nominated, and if you're not there, you don't get to be in the video. And I've had kids run into my office, I'm in the video, do I get a film today? And, well, just keep coming to school and we're going to film it soon. So we've seen attendance go up about 5 to 7%. Suspensions are way down. Like I said, the anecdotal data on smiles is up pretty high. So those are those hard facts that that have been really effective this year. So yeah, I mean, just keeping some data. The big things it really affects is behavior in my world and attendance. Mm-hmm. And so that's the data I've been keeping, and it's been up. So
it sounds like it's had a real positive effect on climate overall.
Definitely.
Know, positive attitudes.
Yeah. I think a huge piece of being a school psychologist, probably the biggest piece, is the relationship piece, mm-hmm. whether it's with students or teachers. And as you can see, a lot of teachers have bought into this and are in the videos. It's a lot easier to pitch my intervention idea to a teacher who's been in a video and we have this great relationship. So yeah, I mean, school climate as a whole, teachers have a lot more fun. It can be really stressful for us, for teachers, for kids. And this is that break in the stress, that smile, that something to look forward to that's not always academic. And it's had a great effect on the school.
That's fantastic. I was thinking a lot of teachers and school staff who have little creative areas, creative pieces, this might be a great example of how we can utilize some of those skills, maybe more integrating into the curriculum of social skills. So I've tended to do more things individually. For example, I had a student who last year was missing a limb, one of her arms, but wanted to learn guitar. So we were able to have a man from a company called Strum and Comfort build a guitar pick, sort of prosthetic Velcro strap that fit onto her arm. And she was able to take lessons on a weekly basis and then perform in the school sing-along that we did at the end of the year. So it was really a great self-esteem boost for her.
Yeah.
But as far as utilizing music and more creative things sort of as a whole, I think this is a great example that I could, borrow some of these ideas and, integrate some of this into what we're doing with social skills. I tend to look at things, I do some silly voices, so my social skill of the week announcements always have some sort of cartoony sort of, jokey thing to get the kids' attention. But I think getting the kids to participate and getting the teachers to participate, there's a lot of value in buy-in. And so using these, using the songs and the videos may really be beneficial. Got the wheels turning for my own school right now.
How's your voice, Eric?
I can sing a little bit, but instrumental music is my skill set in that respect.
Yeah. Listening to music is my skill.
I've found that even like not going and making these big productions, I've done a couple threat assessments, suicide risk reviews just recently, and I have a keyboard in my office, and I'll just play, and it's one of those 80s keyboards where the drum beat will play. I found it puts kids so much more at ease. It puts me at ease when I'm doing a suicide risk review on an 8-year-old. But even just having music playing in the background, I heard you say listening to music's your specialty, just putting on an instrumental track and letting kids talk over it, rap over it, try and rhyme the last word that you said about in that threat assessment, and I've just found it's so calming and helpful.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. I like that. Mm-hmm. I did think of another question for you, Adam. I'm wondering if the Peace for Kids people that put out that curriculum, if they know, do you know if they're aware of how you've used it so creatively?
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it was started in Colorado, though, because the national trainer does it for DPS all the time.
You should reach out to them.
Yeah. they play it at all the mental health meetings. I'm sure she's heard about it, but I definitely need to reach out to her and thank her for the idea that started it. So.
Yeah, we do a program of character education in my school as well. And I was asking, briefly chatting with you, about how I could maybe use some of your videos, or at least the lyrics and the same songs with my kids, because I don't think I could come up with those on my own, but it's the voice. I just need someone to say the voiceover.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I think Eric really led to this well, but just being genuine in, yeah, in whatever it is you do. I think sometimes I put my tie on and I go to work and I'm like, I'm very serious. And I'm like, I'm not serious at all. Like, yeah, that's not genuine. And so just being silly, you don't have to have a great voice. We could turn on the radio and film it, and the kids would love it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
you know, that you're absolutely right. That really puts people at ease. The back probably early in my career, 20-some years ago, I started doing cartoon voices with kids. And, you know, as the cartoons would change, I wouldn't be able to keep up with, you know, new cartoons or new voices. But one of my first discoveries, I guess, was under a table with a child who was having a full-blown meltdown, and he was screaming, kicking, had, you know, tossed tables and chairs and wouldn't come out. And my first inkling was, you know, should I get under the table? Am I going to get kicked, bitten? So I sort of stood off for a little bit and, you know, made small talk with the student, and eventually, you know, used my Scooby-Doo sort of shaggy kind of voice and asked him if he'd come out for a Scooby snack. And that was it. I'd won him over at that point. You know, he started laughing. He said, you know, come on under the table. And, you know, he eventually came out. But it was one of those things where if I had sat there and been authoritarian, you know, with my tie on and really tried to make demands of this child, I wouldn't have gotten anywhere. So, you know, allowing ourselves to be silly and creative, that's a great concept.
You're right. And I also think, too, now that I'm thinking about it, just being brave myself and also kind of demonstrating a growth mindset, like I'm not a good singer yet, might be a really nice other message to give the kids, and just allowing myself to be silly and have fun with it.
Yeah, and I mean, you'll work with a kid who might teach you how to sing better, or play the guitar better, or play piano better. I've learned to beatbox this year from some students' help. So we're always able to learn, and I think we forget that sometimes, and just remembering to be silly and open to anything.
Mm-hmm. I love that, and I really like how you took the initiative and also like reached out to some news stations and spread the word. And one, I think that it inspires, you know, so many people, and it really helps us as a field when we get our names out there. So many times people kind of don't understand, you know, that their building even has a school psychologist. We need to do, I think, as a field, a better job of that kind of PR type of thing, get our faces out there, get out of our offices, get school psychologists, get that a more acceptable term that people know that there's a school psychologist in the building, that they're there to help, and you know, it helps us to advocate for more positions so that we can be at one school and do these awesome things, and we're not, you know, testing 5 million kids and just locked in our office. So I think it helps us all when people are doing that, and I hope that others kind of take your lead too. And if you're out there and doing something really cool, you know, spread the word and get the word out there. I think it's awesome.
I do, yeah, too. For all of those people that participated in our poll, reach out to Chalkbeat. They're in every single state, and share what you're doing, because those creative ideas do help us as a field so much. And I think also in states where we have shortages of school psychologists, it can spread the word to kids that are graduating college and thinking about what to do next, that this is a great field that's fun. Come join us and make a difference.
All right. Do we have any other questions or anything from viewers, or any other last minute thoughts, or do we want to wrap up tonight?
Don't have comments that I see right now, so I think we're good. I think we don't have any. But if anybody has a last minute thought, idea, question, or comment, please post it. I don't see you out there right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Adam, for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This was great.
Yeah, so much fun. And thanks, Eric, for being our maternity replacement. Eric will be with us on the next episode, also of Psych Podcast. So we're really grateful for his help.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And the next episode, I want to say it's June 5th, and we have a hearing officer who is also a psychologist who specializes in emotional disturbance, emotional disability assessment and evaluation. And so he's going to share kind of a legal perspective on how we can be legally defensible in our evaluations and in our practices, rounding that kind of that big label that makes me nervous for sure. But so hopefully people will tune in. But thank you so much. And anyone out there, too, who's doing something really cool in their schools and wants to reach out to us, you know, we'd love to do more future episodes highlighting some of these great achievements that you guys are doing out there. So.
Absolutely. Okay. Good night. Bye, everybody. Good night. Thanks for joining us.
Bye. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, guys. Bye.